Thank you, Sarah. Our final news stories include ongoing roadworks in the city and the UEA environmental schemes that have failed. But first, cash machine problems.
The Norwich and Peterborough Building Society have taken extra steps to improve the security of their cash machines after thieves targeted customer accounts with skimming devices at branches of the Building Society in the city. We continue to investigate reports of fraudulent activity on some customer accounts over the weekend and are contacting those who may have had their card details compromised, they said. We've taken additional steps to further improve security of our cash machines and ask customers to remain vigilant when using them. It comes after a number of people in Norwich noticed large sums of money being taken out of their accounts in up to five separate transactions.
The former Mecca Bingo site in the heart of Norwich could be turned into a 230-bed development of student flats. The site, opposite John Lewis in All Saints Green, has been empty for 5 years, following the demolition of the former bingo hall. London-based Alumno Developments has lodged an application with Norwich City Council for the flats, which would be specifically for students. If planning permission for the project, known as the Quad, is granted, the development would be the company's second in Norwich, following the 220-bedroom development next to Norwich bus station. It opened its doors to Norwich University of the Arts students last September. David Campbell, the managing director at Alumno, said, "We're really pleased to be bringing forward another significant investment in the city centre. This development will provide state-of-the-art accommodation for students coming to study in Norwich and offer an alternative to existing homes. The proposals would regenerate a vacant site and bring further life into the northern half of All Saints Green."
City centre drivers are facing more roadworks and the closure of a shopping centre car park as work progresses on a £3 million road scheme. The project started in Rouen Road in January. The road has been shut at its junction with Golden Ball Street, Cattle Market Street and Farmers Avenue, while work has been carried out in Golden Ball Street and Burr Street. Lanes have been shut and temporary traffic lights in place, while a mini roundabout is built near John Lewis. Ultimately, the work will see Golden Ball Street made two-way. That will then see general traffic removed from Wesselgate, All Saints Green and Red Lion Street. Traffic will no longer be able to go down Thorn Lane from Burr Street, with a new entrance to the John Lewis car park, enabling traffic leaving there to turn left or right. But with traffic lights at the top of Rouen Road set to be replaced with a give-way junction, and the two lanes replaced by one, there are concerns that traffic could struggle to get out of that street, which the city's walk-in centre is on, and which is heavily used when Norwich City are playing at home. Another phase due to start later in March will see the permanent closure of Wesselgate to general traffic, allowing pedestrianisation work to start. Other work will be done in Red Lion Street, St Stephen's, Castle Meadow and Rampant Horse Street to remove general traffic from Red Lion Street and to close the junction with Farmers Avenue. That work should be completed in September 2016.
Norfolk councils are being called on to implement motions they passed in September to support refugees. Councillors agreed in principle that the county could take in 50 refugees following the migrant crisis in Europe. Norwich City Council and Broadland District Council also made a commitment to take them in the Greater Norwich area. But the Norwich Refugees Welcome Here group said there was no evidence to show councils had taken any action. The group will host a meeting at the Cathedral of St John the Baptist in Unthank Road to put pressure on the local authority to do so. Speakers will include representatives from local mosques, churches and aid agencies.
Almost £13 million has been spent by the University of East Anglia on two environmental schemes that have failed to deliver, it has emerged. UEA bosses have defended its green credentials as £10.5 million was spent building a biomass power plant on its Norwich campus, which never worked. This, coupled with the £2.25 million already put into the now mothballed Generation Park plan, has led to accusations of wasting public money, with a large proportion of the university's income generated from tuition fees and publicly funded grants. But the university has hit back, claiming it has numerous examples of environmental projects that have worked and that it is highly regarded around the world for being energy efficient. Professor Trevor Davis, who heads up the Generation Park project, said today, "Some of our buildings are regarded as the most energy efficient in Europe. People come from all over the world to see how we do things, and we have been commanded by a province in China to help design low-carbon buildings there. Our environmental credentials are not in question. This in no way undermines the environmental research that we do." The biomass plant plan was announced in 2007 and hailed as being key to reducing carbon emissions at the UEA and increasing the amount of electricity generated on campus. However, despite £10.5 million being spent on capital costs alone, the gasification process in the scheme never worked, and several years on, neither target has been met. Some of the technology involved in the biomass plant has been reused to generate some power.
The best of the county's care sector have been celebrated at a glitzy annual awards ceremony. More than 300 people attended the third Norfolk Care Awards, held at Sprowston Manor Marriott Hotel, to see 10 awards presented to individuals and companies. Harold Bodmer, Director of Community Services at Norfolk County Council, spoke passionately about how hard people in social care work and how committed they are in delivering the best possible care and support. Winners were praised for their efforts and the dedication they showed in the work to deliver care and support to Norfolk's population.
Children as young as five have been taking self-defence classes in Drayton. The sessions are held at the South Eastern School of Martial Arts, that's SESMA, on Drayton Industrial Estate. Wayne Baker, senior instructor at SESMA, explained that the classes were offered in partnership with a national group called MANTIS, which stands for Manage Any Nasty Trouble in Society. A program called The Children's Protector is taught, and this was developed together with the Anti-Bullying Alliance and the National Children's Bureau. Children are shown special DVDs and taught moves to help protect themselves. This is not a martial art, but an effective, easy-to-learn self-defence system for children, said Mr. Baker. It's something with the potential to make a real difference in the battle against bullying and child abduction.
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. When you've finished with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over. And there's no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you have listened to all that interests you. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team that produced it. The editor was Sarah Lusher, and the sound recordist was Brian Kerridge. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. Or visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So from everyone at Chatterbox, goodbye.
Goodbye.